Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a number of misconceptions which prevail regarding the Islamic law of inheritance, which has been detailed out in Surah Nisa of the Quran. Now, one of these issues which needs to be threshed out is the fact that can a person deprive a particular heir of inheritance? This, of course, is a very important question, keeping in view the fact that these shares have been detailed out in Surah Nisa of the Quran by the Almighty Himself. And the Almighty Himself says, "Abaukum wa abnaukum la tadruna ayyuhum aqrabu lakum nafra." And a person does not know the closeness of benefit his relatives, his fathers or his mother or his daughters or his son carry for him. Since this is the fact, so therefore the Almighty has taken upon Himself to describe these shares. So in other words, from this verse it is evident that it is primarily the benefit of an heir which comes to a deceased person or which transfers to a deceased person on the basis of which these shares have been ascertained. Now the Almighty says that it is impossible for human intellect to decipher and to derive the amount of this closeness of benefit. Thus, for example, although this benefit is found in parents, in one's spouses, in one's children, however, the extent of this benefit cannot be discovered by human intellect. One cannot know who amongst these relatives, who amongst these kin is closer to him in benefit. So therefore, the Almighty has taken upon Himself to describe these shares in Surah Nisa of the Quran. So in other words, if the Almighty has described all these shares, the question which comes to mind is that can someone deprive one of his heirs of inheritance? Of course, this inheritance was fixed by the Almighty Himself. Now the answer to this question, of course, lies in this verse as well. The verse, as I said earlier on, primarily says that the underlying reason or the underlying cause on the basis of these shares is that it is the benefit which is transferred from an heir or which is found for that deceased person or for a particular person whose heirs are to be given these shares. Now, for example, if it is diagnosed that a person or who is going to make a will, he thinks that a particular heir is not at all beneficial for him, or in other words, he is proving harmful for him, then of course he can deprive that particular heir from inheritance, simply because, as I said, this law of inheritance is based on the issue or on the cause of benefit which an heir carries for a person. And if there is no benefit at all, in fact, there is something which harm which is transferred to that person, then of course that person can make a will in favor of that heir, saying that I would not like my inheritance or my legacy to be given to this particular heir. So the answer to this question is in the affirmative. A person can deprive some heir of inheritance if that particular heir is a source of harm. He is not a source of benefit for the person who is going to make a will. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.